Channel 1 over. Yes. Took a visit Tuesday. It suffered the 13th of July, 71. Channel 1 over. It's not marked at first. I'm marking it now. Tuesday, it suffered the 13th of July, 71. Channel 1 over. Tuesday at supper, the 13th of July, 71, Channel 1 over.
What do we do with that tape, Stan?
Does
he? Right.
Neither do I.
I'm going to start cooking a little
extra. I like this coffee. Well, this time of day, it does taste fresh. Just a little swig of cold breakfast coffee. I wouldn't trade that for any of that old hot stuff.
You don't want this stuff over here?
Yes. I don't have enough of this.
Start out with it, just let it get cold.
Huh?
Just let it get cold.
No, Cookie, I went in that place. I didn't know that it was just 15 feet. I thought it was 50 feet. And I was down there, and O'Connor and I went in that place. Thought it looked sort of short, just the looks of it. And we kept looking in the direction. It said 6 feet elevation. Now, that's not going to pull a wagon up on a truck.
No. They ain't gonna pull a car out of the ditch either.
Can't get to it. What's that 6 feet do? What's that for? Just lift the front end off the ground?
No, it's for stretching barbed wire.
I don't stretch it anymore. I just
lean it up against the post.
Yeah, just hang it.
I'm gonna tell this. I don't know. I might get in the doghouse, but I'm gonna tell it anyway. Daddy was talking about his fence up down the road in front of the house. And Mama told him that I was talking about they pulled the barbed wire so tight that it pulled the post out of the ground. And swag, you know. Maybe they pull it down and staple it in, where they pull the post out of the ground. Frank told Dad, he said, Daddy, or Grandpa, he said, you ought to do it like Guy does. Just throw it up against the post.
Just hang it up there.
He said, just throw it up against the post.
I told you about Frankie that last day we were down there. Frankie's up the house. He's been trying to get off all morning and do a little fencing. Well, he took off at 11 o'clock. And he had got over there on the road by the time we drove by. So we slowed up and spoke to him. I said, Frankie, that's a whole lot better fence than I got. He took a hold of the post, you know, and we got it. started shaking to him, he said. I said, now that barbed wire you've got there is gonna pull everything down. I just sort of hang mine up there. He says, I like mine tight. And he took a hold of it and just twanged it like a guitar. And it was tight. Rusty and tight.
That's the way it's dad's. Just tight as a fiddle string, as he calls it.
Here we start. Let me tell you. I don't know how a man can be any flatter. Than I was yesterday. We looked at everything except what needed looking at. If we had looked at all that equipment, everything.
Everything but the mowing machine.
Mowing machine, and if we looked at that blade, and that's what you'd look at.
Yeah.
You couldn't have helped just by looking at it. You'd have seen that there was loose.
That's right. I never thought of it. I guess because I didn't use it last.
Oh.
Well, you know, I practice your false doctrine. I said to myself, it'll go this morning because it's going all right when I left it. I don't believe anything will get you in bigger hole than that, to you. Now, there's just an example.
Yeah.
That makes you careless. You're supposed to check everything before you come in at night, and then you check it again before you get on it, don't you?
Should.
Equipment?
Should.
That was some rain we had, wasn't it?
Only I didn't check that dozer yesterday when I got off of it. Because I knew I wouldn't go back on it this morning.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
I didn't.
I
told him I wasn't going.
You don't go around telling people what you're going to do and not going
to
do them.
You just come over and listen to me tell them that I ain't going to go on no dang dozer, and I'll show you.
Well, you hop around with your hip on, with your hand on your hip. You didn't just tell
him
straight out.
I told him straight out. I told Jim man to man. I said, Jim, I'm not going on that dozer this morning. I mean it. I'm still so sore I can't hardly get up and down.
Yeah.
And if a man's going to do that, how about that? Ain't no good. What's use for him to work if he's going to kill himself?
You mean you didn't tell him you were sore, you couldn't get up and down?
No, I didn't tell him. I just told him I wasn't going.
That's just tempting your luck.
Let it happen.
You didn't have to tell him you wasn't going. All you needed to tell him was you were so you couldn't get up and down. And he couldn't have put you on it.
That's what he'd have tried it then.
Oh, he would.
I tell him I'm playing. I tell him I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't. Make up my mind I'm not going to run a piece of equipment. I ain't going to run it.
You know, it looks like you just cut out. You just, that's your meat over there. If I talk the way you have, they'd have fired me 6 times already.
They ain't got nobody to run that little grader but me.
Yes.
All of them 15 operators, there's not another operator can run that little grader.
Why,
that's right.
Well, ask for a raise.
I did.
What's that?
Said might as well ask for a raise.
I did.
You did?
I did. I asked them how come they had Mr. Hale up the top operator running that machine and me, low vehicle operator too. How come they can't give me just a little bit more money? Because I'm doing the same job, doing just as good as he did.
Is he pretty good?
He was good.
Is he on vacation?
Permanently.
What happened to him?
He got drunk and lost his driver's license.
Well,
I'll be damned. Can't even drive a vehicle.
Can't even drive one, no.
Could you, how did it take you so long to get your toenail in over there? I mean, your toehold over there.
It took me 2 years to get in there.
Well, why did it take so long?
I don't know.
Most people just walk over there and get a job.
That's right. Well, one thing, I was pulling for a mechanic's job.
The last thing is the worst judgment you had.
Right, right. Because I thought that's all I knew how to do was mechanic work.
Yes. You never occurred to you that you could pick up trash as good as anybody.
That's right. I made just as much money picking up trash as I could bending wrenches.
Yes, sir. And you haven't picked up near as much trash.
No. Compared to the wrenches that I pulled.
I mean, if a fellow may be said to get tired of one job, you could rest a little bit picking up trash.
Oh yeah, you can always find a tree to hide behind. I wish they'd left me on the trash truck. Seriously, I do.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good thing for a while.
It was. I'd been money ahead if it left me right there.
They were too good to be true.
But they just wouldn't know.
So this in the school has come and gone, and you haven't got into anything.
I haven't made contact. I haven't even bought an automobile. All I bought that truck, and I had to go down here in the woods and buy it.
Yeah. You haven't even picked up a bicycle over there at the police office.
Perfect seat to survey the whole campus at the top of that train.
Yeah. Old J.R. Mountain, have you run into him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know him if anybody looks important and he's got one ear bit off.
What's he?
J.R., he sits on a truck. He goes along there and just lets those bumps sort of shake him. Just a fit. J.R. had a hard time till he got over there, and since he's been over there, he hadn't even spoke to me.
Well, they're like Marvin. He was having a hard time till he got over there. Now then, he's floating down Easy Street, ain't he? He ain't got nothing for nobody.
He even come home and talks about it. I understand. Likes it.
Well, I think they must have a picnic every day out there where he's working. They have food and refrigerators.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really.
See, they own a garden and then takes stuff home.
Gosh, yes. Yeah, the whole row of tomatoes he took home from over there.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't give me more money, get me up in middle wage operator class after I'm there 6 months, I'm going to go to maintenance. The lowest paid maintenance helper they got is $2.69 an hour.
Think of that.
That's what they start everybody at. That's their helpers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get everybody
the
ice cream.
Sure. Just sign
on. I don't want anything.
Maintenance helper. What is that, Brent?
Yeah.
It took so long to get on over there.
Well, now, after I told them, Mr. Boatwright, that nigger up there in personnel, he asked me after I kept aggravating him, he said, well, would you be interested in going to the grounds department on heavy equipment? I said, yes, I will. And they hired me to drive a crane truck.
I didn't know that.
And help out on a crane and show them how the upkeep of the heavy equipment and so forth. In other words, just more or less, I just float from vehicle to vehicle.
Yeah.
And help them keep, show them how to keep it up, keep it greased and everything. But they bumped me off of that. There's another fellow, I mean, he went right in there and took that job. And seniority. Let him have that job.
Then did he handle it?
He's making a pour out at it. I told him not to mess with me. And Mr. Epperson told him not to bother me.
Well, you've got to fend for yourself over there. How long have you been in this county?
Lotsford County? Since 1962.
That's a long time.
That's too long.
You come from Marion?
Right.
And they stripped you down there?
They stripped me down there, and they're getting ready to strip me here. They'd like to.
How's that?
Well, they'd like to run me out of Hawthorne.
Well, you mean the county commissioner?
Yeah. Because I'm the only one. I'm the only, we're the only family in Hawthorne that, take our kids' places instead of sending them. Everybody else sends their children to church. They don't take them. Well, whenever our children go to church, Mere Helen One goes with them. Mostly Helen, because I never go to church. And we like to know where they're at all the time. I know what they're into. And we're the only people around there, and I'm the biggest son of a gun that ever walked the face of the earth and facing people up there.
You don't stand well at all up there.
No. I don't stand at all. I drove from Hawthorne to Gainesville to buy a loaf of bread and a half a gallon of milk, rather than go downtown and buy it.
You mean even with the merchants?
Yes, sir. Chester Hutchins. He owns Hutchins Furniture and Appliance over there in Hawthorne. He offered me a washing machine for $189. I said, Chester, I wouldn't take it if you'd give it to me. He said, what did I do to you? I said, not nothing in particular. But I said, I just ain't got nothing for the people in Hawthorne because they ain't give me a chance.
He thought you were being hard on him.
I meant to be.
But he hadn't done anything.
He was on the city council, by golly, when they tried to make me get a building permit and to paint my house.
He didn't give you any help?
He didn't give me no help. No.
No ice cream for you?
No, I don't care. I'm going to have some more coffee, though. I ain't had no coffee all day.
Permit to paint your house?
That's right. They came up there and told me that I had to have a permit to paint my house. I got my shotgun and told them, I said, all I need is another gallon of paint in about 3 hours. And you better get the hell on the road.
What was it, just the idea of it?
Just the idea of it. I was trying to clean my place up and make it look decent. Better than what they lived in.
And they were going to, you had to give them a plan and have it okay.
Right.
Well,
I ain't all of it. When I started to wall my shop up, James Phillips come up there and said I had to have a building permit for that. That was about 3 weeks after they told me I had to have a building permit to paint my house. And I was ready for them. I had my pistol laying on the workbench, and I told him, I said, I don't need nothing but you to get out of my way and about another 100 feet of lumber, and now you get going.
I don't think it's hot enough.
that right.
That's Helen C. I run them all off.
Who was he?
James Phillips. He was on the city council. James Phillips, Al Killian, and Billy Carter is the three that tried to cause me all the static. And the rest of the county, the rest of the city commissioners wouldn't try to hold them down.
Just kept their mouth shut.
They just kept their mouth shut, and that's just why I told Chester what I did. And I meant every word of it.
Well, what happened?
They could get down to Marion County.
Well, they just, I was buying a property too cheap. See, I bought a house and 2 acres of land. Was buying it. Give the man $300 down and was paying him $70 a month.
Yeah.
And I had my payments all up to date. And a fellow named Hively lived down there on 42. East of Weirdale. He wanted a piece of property. And I was buying it from Bob Davis. I worked with Bob in the Orange Grove for 2 years. And Bob told him that he sold it to me and for a certain price. And Hively told him, he said, I'll give you more than that. He said, go throw him out.
Everybody?
He said, go throw him out. You can find a clue in your contract that he's violated. He said, go throw him out.
Hively told him?
Yeah. And Hively paid him cash for it.
So he throwed you out?
He throwed me out, right out in the street. Got a court order and threw me right out in the street. And I didn't know nothing about it until they came up there to set the furniture out. And I got a nigger to move my furniture over to Altoona, to a friend of mine over there, and stored it in his garage. I came to Hawthorne. I didn't know nobody. I didn't know absolutely nobody in the little town of Hawthorne when I drove in there in a 49 Plymouth.
In 62.
62.
In a 49 Plymouth. Now, you didn't make too big an impression.
I know it.
With your family?
No, I went by myself. Took my family up to my uncle's lake property on Twin Lake, the other side of Melrose. A little shack. And I went job hunting and house hunting. I rented a house from Grandpa Todd.
Oh, you run into Grandpa Todd?
He was the first man I run into.
That's the first break you'd had, wasn't it?
The first break I'd had since, since I was born.
I don't know about that, but I'm telling you, down here in Florida, it's not personal with them. But if you don't know any better, you just got to find out the hard way.
That's right. I went to Grandpa Todd and talked to him about renting the house. And he said, yes, sir. He said, you can have that house. He said, there ain't nobody living in it. He said, I don't know you, never saw you before. But he said, you talk to me like an honest man. He said, just move your furniture on in, and when you get a job, he said, you pay my rent. He said, the lights is on.
Is that right? Is that right?
That's right. That's Helen and C.
Yes. Well, at that point, you needed some little pickup, didn't you?
I sure did. Because I was just about broke. And then I went to work for Carlton's Dairy, driving a milk truck.
And you did that a long time.
Almost 2 years. I made some good money with them.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir. $75 a week guarantee back then was good money.
Oh, I didn't dream they could pay that.
They start. They guaranteed you $75 a week. But I left at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I get in 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. I work for it.
7 days a week.
6 days a week.
Yeah.
I work for it.
Yeah.
Then if I finally got my route built up, took my commission and everything, I was making $125 a week. The highest paid man he had on the had working for him.
You got a commission?
Oh, yes, we got a commission. But we was guaranteed $75 a week. We worked on a 13% commission.
Yeah.
That's what we worked on.
Yeah.
And I had my route built up one time where I was putting off. I was setting off over 165 1 gallon jugs of milk every morning.
How many?
165.
Gallon jugs.
Gallon jugs of milk every morning.
Yeah, that's a lot of milk.
I could leave it. I could start passing my milk at 3 o'clock and run the complete northwest section of Gainesville and be back at the waffle shop eating breakfast at 7 o'clock.
You could.
I could.
What do you do the rest of the day?
Collect and solicit for new customers.
You had to collect.
I had to collect. I had to solicit my new customers. And when you build a route up from $2,500 up to $7,000 in a month's time, you got to go. You got to pound in doors. If I could stand to run, I'd run milk right now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you could make that much.
You can. I can make $200 a week if I can stand to run the milk.
Yes, sir.
That is, stop your truck, run that milk out. I mean run it, don't walk, run it. Hit that truck a running and move on down the line. You got to if you put off that much milk.
Gee, what?
Rain or shine.
Yeah.
Rain or shine, snow or blow, just kept on going.
All of them had to be there by breakfast time.
Had to have it out. I had all my milk out before breakfast.
It don't bother you to get up before dark, daylight and work with electricity. I never have been able to do that. It just blinds me.
I didn't realize you were 2 years on that. Yeah, I heard you say you drove for Carlton.
I think 21 months. And all the time I worked for him, I never missed a day's work.
Okay, I wouldn't believe that if you were just an old man.
I never missed a day's work. No, I wasn't sick a day,
yeah.
And I never missed a day's work.
Yeah.
I was right there every morning.
Yeah.
Me and Rudolph Atkinson were raised to Gainesville. He was driving one of them old Divco milk trucks, and I was driving a little Dodge.
Yeah.
That little Dodge was the best truck on the route.
Yeah.
They furnished the truck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. And you could keep it overnight?
No.
Or you had to drive to the place? I see.
Drive up to the place.
I see.
You know, that wood, with that milk as perishable, that would work a hardship in getting up to West Virginia. Hey, you manage. You had a substitute?
No, the only time we got off was Thanksgiving and Christmas. We didn't deliver milk on Thanksgiving and
you couldn't go to West Virginia one day.
I'd leave on Friday and be back to work Monday morning.
That was a quick trip.
I can do it. drove a 52 Chevrolet car up and back one weekend.
Yeah. Somebody have to pull you out of the seat.
They
drive
would.
And drive away and
they would now.
Yeah.
But they didn't then.
Yeah.
I weighed about 150 pounds.
Yeah. You know, he looks a lot more scrappy, see, than he did when he was down to 125, whatever it was.
Gosh, yeah. He really does.
Yeah.
I won't take nothing off nobody now. Because I think I'm just, if things keeps going the next 5 or 6 months, I'll be as good man as ever was.
Well, let me tell you, don't you rush it. You just let nature take its course. And don't get back on that milk route.
But Cookie, this is the first time you ever had a Saturday off.
First job I ever worked at that I had a Saturday off. Since I've been down here. What little time I worked at the inspection station, but I had to go to school most of the time then. On Monday. See, I had Monday off then.
And went to school.
Yeah. So actually, I didn't have as much time off. But we worked 10 hours a day.
Marion County is still hard on the poor folks, Cookie.
They're getting harder all the time.
They got them driving bulldozers down there for $1.50 an hour, $2.
And they're trying to get that way in Lodge County, too.
No, I've heard some of them talk. Aaron Miller. And their wages, these fellas that put in the kerosene heaters, they don't pay them. They get pretty good fellas to do that. And they pay them so little. They just let the work back up on them. They just get so they don't give a damn. See, they can't raise the wages, but at least they could sit down.
Stay easy.
Tree every now and then. Yeah. Well, now that's what I got from Aaron. And you know what I was saying to you about all that horse business.
That's
you
right.
See, all that does is make it hard on a poor man.
That's right.
And you just can't rig it so there's not more poor men than others.
No, of course, they rich ones is going to see that they keep more poor men than they are.
Yes. Now, you see, the price of land will shoot up whenever, every time they get a new horse farm down there. And they cut into every little neighborhood, you see. There's not much left down at Willis neighborhood. And you see, Everett and Era, you know what they were doing. They were fencing, putting a great big nice 5-bar fence around this 90-acre place right there in front of Willie.
Hmm.
They're not in front of him, but right there where he sees the highway. This is not a horse man. He's just a wealthy Filipino or Cuban or something like that, you know.
Well, that's like up there next to me. I understand they sold some lots right joining my property. They're going to build a house there. I'm afraid they're going to come and tell me that my house is not good enough for me to live in.
Yeah.
You wait, Tom. I'm afraid they're going to tell me that.
Yeah.
Of course, on both, across the street, in front of me, they're restricted. And those lots, they were sold under restriction.
Yeah.
Well, right next to me there, well, you know they're going to say something to me. It would be Hawthorne if they didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I'll run them off.
Old eyebrow said Martin.
I'll run him off.
I haven't seen him sometime. Do you ever run into him?
No, he wouldn't speak to him if he did.
He wouldn't speak to
him.
Well, now at one time he had a sort of a common touch.
That's right.
Would he run that little dry cleaning place and
He got, went through his head.
Yeah.
He got a few dollars and it went through his head.
Yeah. Well, you think Franklin stowed away for a while?
He's in hog heaven.
Well, if he ain't, he's no hog.
He's in hog heaven.
Yes. He don't know what it is to be a hog if he ain't. I'd say that.
Him and Dad put in 450 bales of hay this week. And took their time, Daddy said.
That's, they can do that up there, you see. Every time up there, every time they start to make hay, it don't start raining.
Well, the mower machine don't cut, or the hay baler don't bail.
Yeah, well, that's not altogether the state of Florida. Let me tell you. But let me tell you, Cookie. I've made hay many times. I made it kind of like Jim. I just done some of the heavy work and I didn't know what was going on. But I have never seen hay get wet. I have no recollection of hay getting wet.
It's wet out there now.
Yeah. And sprinkle.
It's wet out there now.
Up the country, I never saw it get wet.
Well, sir, I'm going to say this. I never saw very much of it. We always managed to get it in.
Yeah.
We always got the heart of it in. We may not got it all in. Up there, you got so many nooks and turns you got to cut out.
Yeah.
But we always got the heart of it in.
And you're using hay up there that takes a couple of days to kill.
Sometimes 3 days.
Yeah.
It's so thick it wouldn't hardly fall down when you cut it off.
Clover and Timothy and
alfalfa.
Now, have they got so they turn it and all?
Oh, yeah. Dad's got a coon. He coons it up, shakes it up.
Yeah. Well, that's a great help, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That'll let me pick it up a day sooner.
Easy.
Yeah.
Coon, is that like a fluffer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he don't have affection to him. I've never, the niggers, you know, they don't like that. After the cock laid by, see, they give one of them come and go ahead and work. Make some more wages. They don't want any more wages.
No. They want to go home and sit down on the front porch, bust their feet up, and draw welfare. Let us finish keeping.
Yeah. Well, even for welfare, Cookie, they didn't want all that steady. They didn't want all that steady work. I don't think people realize just what they've let themselves in for. All that full employment business. One man got a steady job, why hell, everybody in the family don't have a steady job. Now, what sort of life is that? They always say, how you gonna live without it? Well, you see, there's always some reason yourself into anything. But everybody's in on it.
That's right.
And I don't think anybody realizes what it means.
It's like when up there with us, there's three of us working. Three of us. And did you ever stop and realize that my family, that we're taking home over $850 every month to my household?
Now, one thing that does, Cookie, of course, it's nice to have it coming in. But now let me see. see, how would you say that heats up the economy? How would you say that? That heats up your household. It makes them nervous.
Yeah.
Takes more cars. Nobody's going.
There's so much motion.
That's right.
You said it.
So much more commotion. Everybody wants to be on the go. They don't want to stay home. None of them.
Yeah.
None
course,
of them.
Course.
Not even me.
Well, what I'm going to do is say is that you actually set the pace.
That's right.
So if they stay at home, it'd be an unusual thing.
Yeah, but what I can't figure out is why they want to go out and just loaf around and not accomplish nothing, not do nothing.
That's right. They don't go out trading.
They don't go trading. They wouldn't know why. They wouldn't know the first letter of trading. And they don't want to listen to you. Helen says right now she couldn't give stuff away, let alone trade.
Yes. Even after all this time.
That's right.
So it hadn't much rubbed off, has it?
No, there ain't none of it rubbed off.
Franklin don't trade. He's in a hurry to buy.
That's all he can hear him say is buy.
He
buy,
just,
buy.
Just can't wait to hand over the money, can he?
That's right. Tear it up and go buy another.
Yeah.
Me, I like to trade them. I like to change the looks of them.
You quit driving your Ford truck?
I just don't drive it to work. It uses too much oil.
Yeah. But if you had it down here, you could take it home, take a load of hay home.
Yeah.
If you get it off the ground now, you don't want to get it out of that nice.
You know, we should have brought
them
bales in over there, but they would come good.
They'll blow out.
They will.
They ain't wet down in that far.
Oh, no. Out of this little, there's not much more to do. Cooking? You know, I just think about all this.
We'll see you.
Okay.
Did you want to take this?
Well, you know, instead of devoting time and money getting a vehicle fixed up to run.
Jim, don't go far too far in the morning.
Instead of fixing up that Ford truck to run, jump around in. That old Dodge truck will operate cheaper than the Ford truck will. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's an operating condition right now.
Motor wise, yes, but I have to get it inspected.
Yeah.
And buy a tag for it. And a tag will only cost about $12 more money for that than it will for the Ford. $54.
Well, it's got so these cars cost 30, don't they?
Yeah. That right there costs $35.
The prices, all that labor stuff up there, push it so fast.
That's right.
That, you know, you talk about heating the economy. That's where I got the word.
Yeah.
Know? And with so many people in a family work, it heats the family.
That's right.
I don't know how you'd say it.
Well, guy, it takes more clothes. You take now Laura, for instance. She's a wonderful kid. But now, She goes to the extremes about her dress. She just goes over to work and make 8 hours, that's all. But yet she's got to have a $20 outfit to wear to work.
Yeah. And she figures that's pretty practical.
That's right. That's right. And $22 shoes.
Yeah.
Of course, now I'll go along with them shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Because their feet, they're on the feet all the
all
time.
All the time.
I'll go along with the shoes. And if she was to need another pair tomorrow, I'd get her a pair. $22 worth.
Yeah.
I sure would. But, they have to wash their clothes every day. I mean, just one day and then they got to be washed. Well, they don't last forever like that.
No. Now, you know that washer, you can wash it light and cut down the time and use cool water.
That's right.
It's just hot water that wears
That's
out.
Exactly why I got the kind, wanted to get the kind of washing machine it was. That's the only place that I could get one like that.
You don't have to have these detergents. I mean, there are a lot of simple things you can use. I don't know what they are.
Well, this one here, you can put 2 gallon of water in it. Well, it's got 6 different water levels.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's going to save on the water and the pump.
Yeah.
Then that shortens your wash cycle up.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to save on electricity. That's why I wanted that type of washing machine. And Frigidaire is the only one that makes them.
Oh, really? Well, how'd you get onto that?
I read it in the paper. And I got to thinking about it. Now, Laura, she would want to wash her uniform. Her underclothes that she wore that day. Well, she would have to because she was exposed to, say, hepatitis or something. When she came home, she'd have to wash her clothes right then. To keep from exposing the whole family to that, maybe to that germ, see?
Yeah. That's right. She gotta take them clothes off right away.
That's right. Most of the time, she takes them off on the back porch. When she is exposed, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, she'll come on in her underclothes, and of course, it's after dark, you know, when she comes home.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm glad to know that.
She takes them off outside.
Yeah.
That way she don't carry it inside. She puts them right in the washing machine.
Yeah. Well, now you see all these people handle these horses and cows and come in here and cook food.
Right.
I'm the only one
that's right.
Leaves my cattle clothes out. Well, see, says she like her daddy, and he could work in the garden all day and never get his shoes. Dusted. And he could do that. He went out with his office clothes on and milked the cow and didn't get hot or dirty or nothing.
Look at Clyde Harrison. Work all day on an automobile under it and over it and everywhere and never get dirty.
Oh, he can do that too?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But,
where does he wipe his hands?
He has a towel to wipe his hands on.
Yeah.
Me, I just wipe it on the bridge's leg and go on.
Yeah, after the first half hour. Well, now look, is Laura, is she sort of clearing up now?
Yeah. She's getting on real good.
Yeah.
She's come back down, she looks normal. She looks like herself, she's acting like herself.
Yeah.
And she admitted it the other night that there was something wrong with her.
Yeah. But they keep it to themselves as long as they can.
That's right. But after they get out of that stage, and I don't know, it must bother them. She came in and sat down on the bed and told me and her mama that there was something wrong with her. And she said, Daddy, it just had to be a reaction on that dope I got last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said it just had to be.
And then she went up there and let them test her.
Yeah.
she could check it and know what was going on.
That's right.
And they could take out. Mhm. But now, how long is that going to? Is she going to take it easy?
Well, as long as she works there, she'll not have to work hard like she did in the past.
What do you mean they'll make a...
They'll limit her work.
They'll watch out for this.
That's right. Miss Cornwell told me that. See, I didn't go to the department right where she works at. I went over here to the head nursing station.
Yeah.
That gives all the orders.
Yeah.
And that was passed on down to the headquarters on her department where she worked.
to watch out for
her. Give her help on lifting patients, irregardless.
Yeah.
Give her help on lifting patients.
Is that where it shows up?
Yeah. She strains herself.
That's where it shows up. Yeah. But you saw it through and got clear. Now, but I'll tell you, see, she couldn't do that.
She couldn't do that. But guys, she don't realize yet what we're trying to prove and what we're trying to get her to do. She thinks she can still make it on her own. She still thinks so.
Yeah.
But I know, and you know, that she can't.
Can't any of them?
No, they can't do it.
Now look at these two here. You see, they're both bright, and they got backing.
Yeah.
They can't do nothing and get it straight.
Just like that, I told them that we cleaned the place out down there for the rest of that hay over there. And where did they put the damn stuff? Right in on top of the other.
Yeah. That's a sort of puppy dog mentality. And, you know, I got the wrong idea. I thought Jim was going down the Cape and working with his daddy, and I knew I was certain enough that his daddy was a good worker. He's been at this one place, you see, since 1930. And they overhauled the cars and everything like that. But I can see very well what happened. His daddy did the work, and he handed him the wrench.
His daddy did the work and the thinking, and Jim stood there and gave him the wrench or whatever, or hell of life, right?
Yeah. Now he can do some of the things, but he can't keep his mind on anything long. And he don't take hold, Cookie.
No, just like he was holding that cutter bar down there for me when I was Brad Nose Rivets in there.
Yeah.
He laid it down, flew out, and went down and whistled to his horse.
Yeah. Can't keep his mind on. And he's not watching what you do.
No, he don't pay no attention.
Well, I've been working Suzanne over. I said, Suzanne, there ain't no reason why you shouldn't be able to put in a spark plug. You got as much sense as Daddy, Jim's daddy. You can watch what they do, see, learn it just as well as anybody else.
That's right.
And you know what she's been doing? She's been driving this tractor.
That's right.
Been backing it. She can't back this Alice Chalmers because it's, you know, the steering's off.
It's too hard to steer. Well, now, I think she did a good job on that truck the other day, not to ever step or set in a truck like that before. She did.
And furthermore, she'll listen to what you say.
That's right.
And you don't have to tell her twice. And now, why, I don't know why girls can't do things like that. Now, who's your next oldest?
Harriet Ann.
Harry Dan's gifted. She's going to be gifted at everything.
She can do, if she can do anything, she sets her head to do. I don't care
why can't she go out there and learn a little about the motors?
She can.
What harm's that going to do, Cookie?
It ain't going to do nothing. And they do. Whenever I'm out there piddling around with my car, they're out there with me. Even Alice, Becky.
Why, yes. Well, they're a little small to pay much attention.
Well, you take Laura. Now, she got sense enough to know when one's not running right.
Yes. Yeah, well, Laura's got so much on her mind now.
Yeah, well, Laura's got a mind load right now. I don't care whether she thinks of nothing at all, only her.
Well, I mean, just as a matter of course, she's doing all that up at the hospital, and everything she does up there is interesting to her, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Something different every day.
Yeah.
She runs into something different every day.
And she pays attention.
She's got to pay attention. She's got to remember. Because she never knows when she will have to turn right around and do the same thing again, and they know that she's done it one time.
I'll tell you one thing that'll help her. When she comes home, let her talk. Just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And she'll talk. They learn by talking. Talking puts things together, you know.
Yeah.
A lot more than if she don't talk.
Well, it'll refresh her memory. When she's there and doing that particular job, she's more or less under a strain.
Yeah.
All right, she can come home, she can talk about it, think about it, she's not under no strain.
That's right.
Her mind is clear.
That's right. And when she wants to talk, let her talk.
That's right.
Listen to her. I'd love to listen to her. You know what you said about those places up there? You see, if some member of the family could sort of take over your daddy's property more and more, you see, and it just keeps that going, that'd be a remarkable thing, wouldn't it?
It would, but they're not interested, Guy.
In your family?
They're not interested.
In your family?
No, sir, they're not.
Oh, really?
My dad and mama will tell you right today, I'm not bragging on myself or my family, but me and my family are more interested in their household and their farm and what goes on than any other member of my family.
Well, that's what I was saying. You and your family, your own part of it, are interested in everything going on up there.
That's right. On both sides. On my side and Helen's side.
Yeah.
And we call home more often than any of the rest of them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Cookie, if they put it up for sale and all like that, see, ain't any of them ever going to get property like that again. It's going to be too high.
They're not going to sell it. Neither one of them. Me and Helen were just talking about that the other night. And we have decided that the rest of them have got no interest in it. None at all. And I'm the only one that's got any interest in it. But, in other words, I sent Frank up there to help Dad. I sent Harriet Ann up there to help Helen's mother. And that's something that none of the rest of them would do.
Yeah.
I went up there. Lots of trips, and I couldn't afford to go.
Yes.
And I don't pay a $30 phone bill every month for nothing.
Yeah.
Because I want to know how things are going from week to week.
Yeah.
And we've decided that we're not going to let them sell it. If they must sell it, I'll buy it. They've got to give me a chance. Pay for it because none of them need the money.
Don't need the money.
No, sir.
And they, but unless they keep the price down, Cookie, if they gonna let the horse people, so to speak, come in there, you see, it'll cut all of you out.
That's right.
All you do is you get a sort of a bonus like they did used to, you know, in the Army.
Yeah.
And they have nothing to show for it. Well, you know, there ought to be some way of working that out before an emergency arises.
Well, I've been thinking about it. And Dad knows that, and he told me when I was home. And he told me to bring that term fly down here. He made a remark then that it kind of sunk pretty deep with me. He told me, now Leo, go down there and get whatever you want. Because you're the only one that was interested in the horses. You're the only one that's interested in our welfare here. And if we ever need it or ever want it, we'll know where it's at. But we'll never use it again. And it will still stay on the place or in the family.
You know, if there's some way of letting a person like you have the place and then keep it open for the others whenever they want to come.
That's the way Daddy got it. That is exactly the way Daddy got it.
The way he got it.
That's right. My granddaddy left Daddy there when he died. He left Daddy there on the home place.
Yeah.
And told him, he said, now, Burl, he said, that won't cost you a nickel. He said, just leave it open and let them all still call it home.
And come when they need to.
That's right. And they did until grandmother died, my grandmother. And then my uncle that lives in Gainesville now stirred up a stink. He wanted his part of the property.
Yeah. And well, he didn't need it.
He didn't get it. Because grandmother had made a will and willed everything that she had to my dad.
Yeah.
Because he took care of her until she died. None of the rest of them wasn't interested in her.
Yeah. But now this uncle in Gainesville, and then he was cross with you.
That's right. And still is.
Yeah.
He still is.
Yeah.
Well, there's just... there's four of them living. Four of the family living. There's Dad, Uncle Cluster, Uncle Bob, and Aunt Mason. That's all the old Cook generation. That's all that's left. Of course, now Uncle Bob, he's 81 years old. And he's in Chillicothe, Ohio, in a veterans hospital. And he's been in a veterans hospital for the past 30 years. I mean, he's been there all the time. He'll never be out. He'll never be able to do anything.
Yeah.
He's in a wheelchair. And Uncle Cluster, he's disabled.
He is now. He wasn't when he come down here.
No, no. But he's disabled now, 75 years old. Dad's 72, practically disabled. Aunt Maisel.
But he got a lot of management left in him.
Right, right. And Aunt Maisel, she is 69, and not a bigger drunk in the state of Ohio.
How'd that happen?
Well, she just went to the state of Ohio. I've got a sister.